The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We need to have both safety so that people feel good and happy and safe about walking about their communities in all corners of our state. We also need to allow folks who want to express their energy in an appropriate way.
That's the governor of Missouri talking about that peacefulness that has now descended somewhat Thursday on that town in Mizzou. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So much of our thoughts this week were in that St. Louis area because of what happened on Saturday when an 18-year-old was shot and killed and was unarmed, Michael Brown. And so far, the name of the police officer who shot and killed him and the details of the altercation, what happened, all of that has not been released at this point. That's expected to happen on Friday. But the good news is there wasn't tear gas and rubber bullets and all the things that had happened previously in the last days since Saturday, because it has been just insane, like a different world, and seeing what was happening there. So the Missouri Highway Patrol took control of Ferguson. That's pretty much what happened. The local police were booted. Yep, we don't need you, law enforcement-wise. That's after 4 days of those clashes with the riot gear and the smoke bombs and the furious crowds and the looting and the craziness. So the governor, who you just heard, Jay Nixon, spoke publicly again about the fatal shooting, as did the president for the first time, of Michael Brown, and the idea that you had police militarization in Ferguson really was frightening to a lot of people, seeing what was happening, and two reporters who were arrested and some of the crazy stories that came out of the town. The idea that this violence went on for days is mind-boggling, I think, to me. So Nixon promised to ease all the racial tension. That's why, boom, you're out of here, cops. Forget it. We're taking over. Can you imagine being some of those police officers and hearing the news that, yeah, we're gonna let you stand down for now because you're too militarized and we're going to take over what's happening here? So it was a much different atmosphere on Thursday. There was supposedly free food and music and people peacefully protesting after Wednesday was a complete nightmare, a night of full-on violence and smashing windows and tear gas and everything that your mind can, you know, imagine when that kind of stuff happens, being completely overwhelmed. So it's interesting to see now what's happened, and you have the police chief, who, we have the highway patrol captain, actually Ron Johnson, who is in command at this point, and he said he grew up in this area, so to come back and smash the violence, to break the cycle of that, he said was really important. They have heavily armored cars, by the way, away from the area, and he told his officers not to bring gas masks. So if they had to have it, they've got it, but it's tucked far away. And then the details of the shooting still remain a mystery. There's witnesses that say that Michael Brown was told, you know, had his hands up in the air, and the officer kept firing on him. Maybe some of that will come out on Friday. Some of the details will come out since they're going to release the name of the police officer. You can imagine what that family is going through, along with the Brown family, who they, to their credit, they constantly were calling on the crowds to not do what they were doing, to not loot, to not rip up their town, to not do that kind of kind of thing in protest that it made absolutely no sense. So the city and the county are getting massively criticized for refusing to release the name of the guy who killed the 18-year-old, saying that there were threats against officers and other people. The hacker group Anonymous, you've heard of them, released a name that was supposedly the name of the officer, but that name was incorrect. So they made sure that people knew that's not the right name. The police version, the little bit they've said, is that Brown was shot after he was encountered a police officer and another man on the street. One of the men pushed the officer into his car, then physically assaulted him in the car and struggled with him over the weapon. One shot was fired inside the patrol car. The struggle spilled onto the street, and then that's what happened with Brown. So pretty interesting, some of the details that have come out, and they look like two different versions in some senses. So the FBI is still investigating. The attorney general said, you know, they're talking to eyewitnesses, every eyewitness they can, that is still ongoing. And this is what's happened all since Saturday. Really, Saturday afternoon was when that happened. A lot of people think it was in the evening, but it wasn't. So since Saturday afternoon, it's been a war zone. Can you even imagine that in your own homes? Can you think of a time where you would have felt like that could happen? I mean, I have to tell you, I can't think of that happening where I am, and probably where many of you are in the nooks and crannies. And frankly, I would feel just furious to see some of the things that happened there if it were my neighborhood. So they're going to still do some sorting out, I'm certain, and I think pretty much your highway patrol will be on top of this throughout the weekend, at least for sure. Speaking of being on top of it, Iraq, 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 whew, being worried about a different kind of boots on the ground there. Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, agreed to step down as the PM. Isn't it crazy? First he doesn't want the job, then he has it for 8 years, then he says he wants it again. As he was the one who helped plunge Baghdad into this crazy future that it has now, because he was all about pushing the Shiite agenda and surrounded himself with only one faction. Forget the Kurds, forget the Sunnis, and that created a lot of what happened. So now you have Haider al-Abadi, who's replacing him, and what's he going to be able to do for al-Abadi to form this next government? He's got to work fast, that's for sure, because al-Maliki is done. He's out. He's gone. And now it's a question of how quickly can they get rid of, or try to anyway, disperse, I laugh when I say that because they've gotten stronger, the Islamic State. Some of the barbaric things that they've done this week pretty much highlight why they need to go, and they just do one extreme thing after another. And they are like lightning speed advancing across the north and the west of Iraq, driving people from their houses saying, you become a Muslim or we kill you. Wow. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
It's a different day in Ferguson, Missouri, just wrapping that up. But is it fair or foul to release the name of that police officer? Our pal Izzy in Missouri called us last night. She's a former police officer and said no, 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 because of just how insane this has become there. And even though now it's calm, thank goodness there's been a switch. The cops were pushed aside, but for the better of what's happened there because of how out of control it was, something had to change. That's not a permanent solution, and this is only a temporary situation. But what happens once that name gets out? You would assume, I guess, that the family would go someplace else temporarily. I don't know, and I'm just thinking out loud. But because of the last 4 days, it might be the smartest thing that they would do. Remember George Zimmerman's family? It was, forget it, all the gloves were off after the Trayvon Martin shooting, and all kinds of information was flying around then. But it was still different in that town in Florida than it's been in Missouri, for sure. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, offer it up, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to Dr. Pollack. He's got some great thoughts on depression and what happened to Robin Williams. In fact, I would say of all the psychologists and other people I've ever had on this show in all the years, and I've interviewed 12,000 people on this particular subject, he may be one of the best people I've ever talked to. He offers real solutions that aren't ridiculous, that make sense. Should you know somebody in this kind of a situation, how do you handle it? Or you're in that situation yourself. More people than you can imagine are feeling that despondent. A lot of them are men. So the Robin Williams thing has been a catalyst to discuss what's going on as far as depression in this country. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Did we lose Dan? No way. Dan, are you baking a cake? What are you doing?
Smoking a cigarette right now.
I love it. Honesty, that's why we like, he's authentic. Our Dan is authentic. That is good radio right there, folks.
I've got a couple of things for you, and then if you're a good little girl and let me stay on the air, I'll give you a joke.
Oh, I love your jokes. Please,
okay.
Please.
Here we go. All right. The first thing on the ISIS thing, look, with all things, you have to follow the money. If you want to know where they're getting their funding and how this is going, besides them stealing all the money that they get their hands on, they're being sponsored by the Saudis. The Saudis want to get rid of the Shia. That's why they were supporting the ISIS people in Syria when they were trying to throw Assad aside, because Assad is an ally of Iran. Okay?
Mm.
Maliki was a puppet for Iran. Shia. Okay? Uprising Sunni. Saddam was a Sunni. Okay? Sunnis feel that they own Iraq. And the Wahhabists, which are the most bloodthirsty people on the face of the earth and are sponsors of all the Muslim mosques that are being built in America, also all over the rest of the world, are using their oil money that we give them to fund ISIS. And the Wahhabis are the people that's behind this. Now, you want to kill a snake, you cut off its head. You tell the Saudis, hey, you want to keep sending oil over here and getting this extravagant amount of money that you're getting from us? All right. You cut off all support to ISIS. Otherwise, hey, you know what? We will make a deal with Mexico, who is now importing fracking and horizontal drilling and want us to be their number one customer, and we won't need you anymore. You got to cut off the deal right
there. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Obama's not going to go for that because he supports the Wahhabist Sunnis because he's a Muslim. Okay, now, Israel. Israel got money for the Iron Dome that was already in the works. You know about that. Okay.
Yep.
But when Obama heard about it, he come unglued and he gave orders that no more money was to go to Israel in the form of military arms, support for the dome, or anything else. And even the mail was not delivered to Israel because Obama doesn't like it. And being a good little Muslim, he's going to help his Wahhabist Sunni brothers in the fight. He reluctantly put those little air raids on because of the fact that they were killing Christians, and there was such an upheaval in this country about that. Okay, now that's enough of my little rant. Now I'll give you the joke. Okay, this guy went to his best friend. He said, Jim, he said, you're my best friend. You've known me since kindergarten, and you know that I'm married to the most beautiful woman in the world. And Jim said, yep, I'll agree. He said, but I think she's cheating on me. I want you to help me go over there and bust her and be my witness. She thinks I'm on a business trip, but we're going to sneak over there tonight. He said, I'm with you, buddy. So they went over there, and they snuck over there, and they used this little key in the wee hours of the morning. They sneak down the hallway. They throw open the bedroom door, turn on the light, and sure enough, she was in bed with another man. He whips out his gun, and he's going to shoot him, and she jumps over him. She says, before you shoot him, I want you to know something. This man has been making your car payments. He's been making your house payment. He's been making the tuition payment on your two children that are in private school. He's been paying your gambling debts. He says, so before you shoot him, I want you to know, he's been doing all this because you don't pay nothing. You spend all your money on women and gambling and booze. And she says, that's it. He turned to his buddy Jim and says, what do you think I ought to do, Jim? He says, I think you ought to cover him up. You can't afford to lose this guy.
That is brilliant. I am stealing that, and I am telling that this weekend. Dan, have a good one. How funny is that? Unbelievable. Oh, I wasn't expecting that curveball. I knew it was going to be good, but that was pretty funny. Some people wouldn't find that funny, but I thought it was pretty clever. All right, what do you mention about the Postal Service? It's interesting because the Postal Service is apologizing to people in a bunch of states who were denied delivery of their mail to Israel, was what he's talking about. And there's been massive criticism about that from a lot of different groups after reports from a bunch of states started to come out that customers were told that mail to Israel wasn't being accepted because of the conflict in the Gaza Strip and the suspension of U.S. flights to the Jewish state. But, I mean, here's the thing. The suspension of flights was like one day. So that is pretty wild. The ADL, which is the Anti-Defamation League, filed complaints from the customers in Massachusetts, the area, Massachusetts, Michigan, and New Jersey, who were informed that the deliveries had been stopped. How crazy is that? And the Postal Service, with all the trouble that it's in, just parroting this, saying that the postal employees have told the people that the policy says that mail to Israel can't be accepted because of the current crisis. I mean, that's craziness. I mean, what are they thinking, that nobody's going to challenge that and say, what are you talking about? Are you kidding? Because of the current crisis, they're not doing it because for one day it was suspended? That doesn't make any sense, right? And so naturally it's going to end up in this situation because you look at FedEx Express, for example, that they're huge internationally. Now, they had, because of the suspension, they did have that impact their service, but just for those days because the flights weren't going in. But the mail is moving. That was just 2 days, July 22nd and 23rd. That's it. So it wasn't across the board. I mean, you know, it hasn't been in August and whatnot. It was just for those 2 days. And once again, nuttiness ensues and ends up with a lawsuit and lots of questions about it. Very, very stupid on the part of the post office and the employees who turned around and said that. Hey, coming up on America, something I mentioned this briefly, we're going to have a great conversation with, and I'm not kidding you about this, I think that the next guest, Dr. Pollack, is one of the best people I've ever spoken to about depression, something that permeates way too many of our lives, whether it's a father, son, a brother, a husband, or even a sister, daughter, etc. He talks about it, and he talks about some of the specifics that you can pull out of what happened with Robin Williams. So stay with us. You'll want to hear this next on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Big revelation today coming out, and a lot of people discussing that of all the things we've learned about Robin Williams, how sad it is that now Parkinson's apparently was part of the picture. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, Dr. William Pollack, and he's got ties to some of our favorite people as he is on the Men's Health Magazine Advisory Board. He's also the director of the Centers for Men and Young Women and the director of Continuing Education Psychology at McLean Hospital. And if that's not enough, he's an associate clinical professor in the psychology realm in the Department of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Easy for me to get out after a couple of cups of coffee, by the way. So, Doc, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, when you hear this story about the wife saying that, oh, by the way, and we hadn't really released this, now there was another thing that was on the plate that he was dealing with, Parkinson's. Boy, that's really rough when you add up all the things that we're starting to learn about Robin Williams, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it absolutely is, assuming that's true. But unfortunately, it fits the paradigm for older men who are so likely to commit suicide. We've had an uptick over the last 10 years of 40% of males committing suicide. And in his age range, which isn't so far from mine, males are something between 4 and 6 times more likely to complete a suicide. But if in addition there is some kind of substance abuse, which sort of disinhibits males and makes them more likely say at the end, I can't stand it anymore. Or there's also a medical disease, or they feel they're failing, whether they're failing economically or they're failing in life or just in aging. It pushes them because of this code they learn when they're little boys. In my research, we call it the boy code, that young boys, to become real men, have to be stoic, have to always win, have to be always strong, stand on their own 2 feet, and most importantly and most painfully, when they're most in pain, they shouldn't show it and tell anybody. So this is eating away at men. And as they get older, I mean, even when they're younger, can a five-year-old boy stand on his own 2 feet? They're kind of wobbly.
Right,
but as men get older, and they can't generate what they used to before, and they fall prey to all the necessary aspects of aging, they can't hold out that heroic ideal anymore. Many men, unlike women, can't turn to their friends and say, oh, my God, I feel terrible, or can you help me out, or something's bothering me. And the other part about this is, if they're depressed, they show symptoms very differently in the beginning. The classic depressive symptoms we all know about, feeling weepy, feeling tired, not being able to concentrate. Well, our research has shown that in young males as well as older males, often in the early stages, mostly they feel like they're angry, they act irritable, they are mean to people who they used to like, and people say, oh, he must be a son of a gun, or he must be an angry guy, or if he's a kid, he must be a bad kid. No, that's an early sign of feeling depressed that a boy or an older man can't speak of to his friends or to anyone. And if that goes on long enough and life doesn't feel worth living, the impulsivity hits in and we start to see suicidality. And that's why we see, as I said, over 60 men a day killing themselves. Men are 8 times more likely to complete a suicide over the life cycle. And young males are 4 to 5 times more likely to complete a suicide than young females. That's not to say young females don't deserve our attention, too. But this is a whole area in which we've not paid enough attention. And most importantly, we have the data to make a change. We can bring boys and young men up differently so they can talk about their pain. We can help older men with what I call male-friendly treatments that make them feel ashamed to talk about their pain. And we can treat their depression before it becomes suicidal. So it's a tragedy that it has to get to that point.
Boy, no kidding. I'm listening to you and what you're talking about. And you know, here's what happens afterwards, and you know this. People who would consider themselves healthy hear this and say, well, he had everything, okay? Sure, he might have the Parkinson's thing, oh, that's sad and everything. But he look at the life he led, and how could he be depressed? And there are people that loved him around him. I don't understand, doctor. What do you say?
Right, because they saw the outside of Robin Williams, or the outside of the man around them sitting in their in their living room. And in the outside, he seemed to have everything. Although when you start to look closely, the everything he had, he started to have a little less of. The man might have started to make comments like, I'm not the man I used to be, or I'm not producing, meaning either creativity or economically or however the man defined it or the family defines it around him. Or the young man who seems to be going off to the best college in the world, but inside feels like a failure and a fraud, but he can't talk to anyone about it. We hear over and over again, and this is the saddest part of my job, I have to tell you, that we see a suicide, and someone says, well, I don't understand. He was the happiest person in the world. And I'm brought in to try to help out. And I have to say, you know, I feel sorry for you all. And, you know, you have all of my condolences. And they say, but the part is, we don't get it. He had to be happy. And I say, well, one thing I just have to say is, he couldn't have been happy and committed suicide. That couldn't have been. It's not your fault. It's not his fault. It's something about society that gives the message that a man can't let you know that he's failing. And with older men, we have this additional piece, and there's where the medical part comes in. Not to medically push you over, but if you feel like you're becoming a burden rather than a provider, some men actually tell me who come back from attempting suicide, even though they wanted to die, so it's not a cry for help. They want to be dead. They say, you know, I think the world would have been better off if I succeeded because I was becoming a burden on my family. And I say, What are you talking about? You're the best known person in this area. You're making, you know, thousands of dollars a day. And yeah, but it's not like it used to be. It's just going to get worse. I'll never be as good. And that's that depression talking. And then if there's a medical problem that you know that can make you worse, men will not fight against it often. They'll just say, I'm not the man I was. I'd rather not be a man or a person at all.
Wow. So here's the thing. You know, everybody wants to help. It's like you said, there's people afterwards tell you, geez, I didn't know. What could I have done? So what can you do? What can you do if you think someone in your life is suffering from depression or thinking about suicide? What should you do?
Well, first of all, there are signs you can look for, particularly in men, that aren't as easy to see as you might see in a woman that becomes weepy or tired or tells her friend, I don't know what to do. In men, you might see a man who usually isn't irascible or angry, start to become irascible or angry. You might see a man who was never irritable be irritable with his loved ones. He's not just having a bad day if it's happening over and over again. That's an early sign of depression. And since shame is a big part about men not showing it, you try to take them aside when no one else is there, and you say, look, Henry, I can see something's changing. I don't know what it is, but I think you could use a little support. And 50% of them will say, go to heck. I don't need any help, whatever it is. And then you really have to say to them, and this is hard for some people. I mean, I do it for a living, but it's still hard for some people to say, you know what? I'm worried about you, and I'm going to come with you, and we're going to go see somebody, and I'll be with you. And 95% of men, once you say that to them, especially if you're a loved one or you're the spouse, will do that. Maybe it's kicking and screaming, but they'll do that. One senior professor I had, one mentor said, rather to have a man who's angry at you for getting him the care than to have a man who isn't there the next day to come into the treatment room.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
It's really important to and get some support. I mean, don't shame the man by bringing the whole family out in front of them, right? But
right.
Get one or two people who you know he trusts. And sometimes he'll just say, yeah, I'm having a hard time, but there's no use. It can't be helped. Then you tell him, no, we know how to help these things. There's a 95% chance we can make you better in 3 weeks. We can't
wow.
do that with most cancers. We can do it with this.
Right.
You know, come along with us, and we'll go with you. And you just do not let go. You hold on. Even though it's painful, even though it's upsetting, almost every time a man who's come through treatment and finally started to get better will say to me, you know, I hated those people who I loved for doing this, but now I see they saved my life. So people have to keep that in their minds when they're trying to intervene with these men.
Wow, that's great to hear that. That's powerful. I haven't heard that before. So here's the other thing, because we always hear that with alcohol and other things, intervention on a smaller right. scale or whatever. How about people that are listening to us right now, doctor, that I think they may be suffering from depression? How would they know?
If you know, as a man, that you're losing your temper more, you're wondering whether you're really pulling your weight, you're wondering whether people really care about you anymore, and you're wondering whether you're a burden on your family, or if you're a young man and people keep saying to you, look, you're bothering me, you're making trouble all the time, you're getting in trouble, and you know that you never used to do this before, you don't have to use the D word, as I call it, depression. You can just say, you know, there's something emotionally upsetting. I need to get some help. And even young males or older males who are trained by this boy code not to show any pain, they usually have one good, decent buddy or one woman in their life or one young woman in their life who they can talk to. Reach out to them. And if you feel you can't do it with a member of your family because it's too shameful, even though this sounds strange, there are helplines. There are national helplines. You can call 911. You can call 411. There's suicide hotlines. And there are the Samaritans. Call and say, I don't feel like killing myself, but I'm feeling those kind of signs I heard doctors talking about that might be true. They'll get you to an emergency room. They'll get you to a psychologist, to a psychiatrist, to a mental health professional. You'll get the help that you need.
Oh, powerful stuff. Enjoyed it. Dr. Pollack, thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Of We Can Count. And let me tell you, as I was going through the numbers and pulling them out, it is always about the numbers. I know I always preface that and say that, but I've heard that from all of you starting to send me things as far as numbers are concerned, and it always leads back to that. It really does. Okay, so here's one of the biggest numbers that I pulled out, and we knew this was coming. So tax revenues hit a record through July. You want to know what the tax revenue was through July? This is with inflation adjusted, right? Federal tax revenues hit $2,469... That's 10 months. But the federal government still runs the deficit during that time, right? They still have a huge deficit. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, what is going on? A 460 $6 billion deficit we're running, even though, well, actually, I was wrong on the number. The number is 2.46 trillion. It's the billion is connected to the deficit. So no matter what's going on, we're always bleeding the wrong color. And this is what, we're not paying attention to this, but this is the legacy unless we start to do something about it. When you think of all the revenue, this revenue that I just mentioned comes from income tax, corporate income tax, social insurance, retirement taxes, so that means Social Security, Medicare, unemployment insurance taxes, excise, estate, gift, I could go on and on, but that's where that all comes from. Wow. And yet we never seem to bounce back in the right direction. How are we ever going to clean that up? That's not what We Can Count is about, however, but I just thought that I would reveal that number because I thought it was one of the more insane numbers that I saw. Even knowing how high it runs, it still always, always astonishes me when I look at it, because the number's always is always lopsided no matter how much is coming in, no matter what it is. All right, here's another number to throw at you for this segment. And the World Health Organization is part of this one. The Ebola crisis in West Africa. Now what they're saying is that it's vastly underestimated. So how many people have died as a result of Ebola? It's infected almost 2,000 people in Nigeria and Liberia, Sierra Leone, since it began this year. Of that number, at least 1,069 at least have died. That's according to the numbers they have. They think it might even be more. So you have the United Nations teaming up with some of the countries that have been affected to try to have some kind of a coordinated response to this. And we know how awful it is because the symptoms are fever, weakness, muscle pain, headaches, sore throat. And then it progresses and gets worse. Kidney goes, liver function goes, internal, external bleeding. I mean, do I need to go deeper on this? And this was why there was such big concern about Ebola coming to the United States when some would say, well, yeah, that's ridiculous. You can't, don't have to worry about that. And then I talked to the virologists who say, well, you can't say you don't have to worry. It's not airborne and that's good. But it would be ignorant to say that there is no concern because it still is contagious in the sense it can spread through whatever the bodily fluid is. And obviously that's what happened in the case of the two Americans who got Ebola. They were among people who had it. They were helping them fight it. So it's not completely shocking that that could happen. But then how it's treated, because it's so deadly, 90%. The mortality rate of, you know, surviving that. Now there's the serum, but there's not a lot of it. All right, moving on to this one. Ed Nelson, who is known for playing a doctor in the 60s nighttime soap opera, Peyton Place, has died at 85 years old. What's interesting about him, and the reason I even threw him into this, is the fact that a couple of things. He was in some movies. He was in some movies that I really liked, including Runaway Jory, which was, if you remember that, it was Dustin Hoffman, John Cusack, Gene Hackman were in, they were all in that movie. And he did more than the Peyton Place thing. He did some of those B movies, The Swamp Women, The Attack of the Crab Monsters, if you ever know anything about B movies, he was in those. And then he was also a Mr. Cowboy guy. He did Gunsmoke, he did Rawhide, he did a whole bunch of things, but the Peyton Place thing, which really kicked off the career, he did 436 episodes of that soap opera, and the time that he was on Peyton Place, Ryan O'Neal was in it, Barbara Perkins was in it, and so that's when it was big. It's when everybody, men, women, and whoever was in the house, because how many channels did you have, when they were around and that was on, they watched it. So, because you didn't have to say, well, I don't watch soap operas, I'm not going to watch TV, because that's what you had. You had what was ever on the tube at the time, and it was very, very popular, very popular. Meanwhile, this story about about Celine Dion. I can barely say her name. Celine Dion and her career. I can remember at the height of, like, the Titanic and whatnot, all of her albums and how huge of a star she became, that, and then she ended up exclusively doing the Vegas stuff, has decided to put her music career on hold. The reason that she's doing it, because she says she wants to focus 100% of her attention on her husband, Rene, and their family. She's 46. Her husband was considerably older. Rene Angelie is 72 years old. He had a cancerous tumor, I guess, in his throat last year. And so he's been fighting this cancer battle. So that's what that was about. She did it once before. She stepped away from the mic in the late 90s when he initially got the diagnosis. But this woman is like the rubber band man. She bounces back and, boom, sells out every place that she plays. The Caesar Palace gig was one of the biggest tickets in Vegas, period. So as much as sometimes people would make fun of her music, like Saturday Night Live and whatnot, the love songs and whatever, she was one of the quickest tickets to sell out and one of the toughest tickets to get. 70 shows a year is what she was doing. So only 70 shows. I mean, I think that's a lot, but 70. And now she's going from that to none to just focus on it because she can't get her focus back because she's trying to help him. And I wonder what they'll do there. They'll bring somebody else in, and there are people lined up in the entertainment business to try to jump into any kind of an act in Vegas. I'm sure they'll fill that spot. All right, and here's one last one for We Can Count. It's interesting We Can Count, isn't it? We go from Ebola to Peyton Place, the actor dying, and mixing Celine Dion in between. But here's a weird story that somebody sent me a link to, and I was just reading more about this female fugitive who's on the most wanted list. You know when you used to go to the post office back in the day and you'd see the most wanted? Do you know I'd always look at that because I always got stuck in a line getting my mother's stamps or whatever? But anyway, here's the deal. For 5 years on the list, she eluded everybody. Janet Barreto's luck, though, ran out at a shopping mall, apparently, in Portland. The U.S. Marshals Service caught up with her, and the lone female fugitive in their 15 most wanted list, boom, she's out of there. She's off the wall of fame. They got her. How about that? And some of the stuff that she was involved in were all kinds of things with her husband traveling all over the place and taking kids, purchasing kids from local adoption agencies, bringing them to the United States, physically abusing them. Terrible, terrible things I won't even go into. But 43 years old, 15 most wanted list, took 5 years, but man, they nailed her. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.